Yo, glad to be out here tonight. Hey, man, let's all stand if you would. Praise God. Let's bow our heads before Him. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a blessing. Lord, it's such an honor to be here this night, oh God. Oh God. Lord, we just love and appreciate you so very much this night, Lord. We want you to have your way in everything that's said and done, every song we sing. Whatever said over this pulpit, Lord, be for your glory and your honor.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, just have your way now, Lord. Let us sing from the bottom of our hearts. Let your will be done in all things. We ask and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We ask. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing that song on page 309 of our Only Believes, the big books. Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still.
And he tells me I
with you. Praise God. Amen. Guiding light throughout the day, throughout the night, throughout the test and trials. Amen. He's always there when we need him. Thank you, Lord. Page 176 in your Capstone Life books. I'm sorry, it's the only belief. 176, only the big books here. Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is we are, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo in our hearts, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh heaven. Have your way in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Blessed assurance. Amen. Lord. 2:45 and only believe. When the times get tough and you don't know where to turn, we have an anchor. Amen. Praise God. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings astride, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps us so steady.
In the Savior.
Amen. It's grounded. Amen. Glory.
We have an anchor that feeds us all. Steadfast is your love.
Amen.
Passing through the rock which cannot live, grounded firmly in the Savior's love.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the wonderful name. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, just let your life flow through me. Let your will be done on our life. Amen. Keep us strong, O God. Glory, meet our needs, Lord, according to thy will. Let your will be done this night. Amen. Glory.
We have an anchor that keeps us strong. Steadfast and sure.
Don't you comfort to know, regardless what life hands you, you are in safe hands. He's got something there for you that's rock solid. Amen. And it holds during all the storms, regardless what the doctor tells you, regardless what people tells you. Amen. You got something real. Amen. And you know you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Praise God. Brother Amos, you come up, take the offering if you would. Amen. Praise God. Very nice blessing.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, to sing these songs of worship and praise, Lord, it's so humbling, Lord. Because we can see through all of it, Lord, it's your grace and mercy. Thank you so much for your many blessings to us, Lord. We pray that our lives will be fitting unto you, Lord, in all that we say. Lord, just have your way in the remainder of this service. Lord, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit this evening. Lord, we're so thankful for it. All praise be unto you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Bless this offering once again, Lord. Use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom, that your will be done. We ask it in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 I know the master of the wind. Amen.
I know the master of the wind. I know.
He can heal all diseases. He can take care of
of every situation. Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord. I need you right now, oh God. Lord, in your name we pray. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. I know the master of the way. No, I know the maker of the rain. He can come and storm, make the sun shine again. Have a need on your hearts tonight, without raising your hand. Amen. We also want to remember Sister Polly Skaggs in prayer. Don't know the full situation there, but I know God's more than able. And anybody else, any other bride that's out there that's suffering tonight due to their situation or whatever it may be, we know God's more than able to take care of it. Amen. Just keep them all on your hearts as best as you don't come if you would.
Let us bow our heads. Amen. Heavenly Father, again, we're so, just feel so privileged this evening to be able to come in here and feel the Holy Spirit. And Lord Jesus, knowing as we worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, what a blessed people we are. Amen. To be able to do that by the grace of God. And Lord, it just makes us inside just feel so jubilant and free in the spirit by the revelation you've given in this hour and the time which we live, Lord, and to see the great plan of God in our lives. It's just so overwhelming sometimes. And that's why we can sing these songs of worship, and it really means something, Lord, to us. It's so precious to us. And we know as we come before you at this time that, Lord, you are the great provider. Lord Jesus, you're the great physician. Amen. And Father, you said ask anything in your name and you would give it to us. Amen. Lord, we ask that you would meet every desire here tonight.
Absolutely.
Lord Jesus, you know exactly what it is. Amen. You know what needs done, Lord, what may need moved out of the way or what needs to be put in place. But Lord Jesus, you truly are the master of the wind. Amen. Lord Jesus, and we serve the true living God and know that you've provided these things for us. And now, Lord, we want to give you thanksgiving for it. Lord, we pray that you'll touch Sister Skaggs' body. Lord, Amen. May you strengthen her. Yes. Lord, may you meet the need in her life. Lord, and our precious brother Geisinger, continue to bless him.
Amen.
Strengthen him, oh God. Just meet every need in his life. Oh, Lord, just every one of us, Lord, we want to draw closer to you.
Amen.
Give us revelation above everything in this life. Lord, may that be the cry of our hearts. And Lord, knowing that you'll meet it, Lord, for that predestinated seed, you said every seed shall bring forth of its kind. So we ask that you grant it now in your holy, most precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. The Lord lays up on my heart. I'm going to do something a little different.
Amen.
For a special song. I'd like to say something first. You laid it on my heart before I come to church, before I found out some other situations. But page 220. Blessed be the tide that binds.
Amen.
And I know there's brothers and sisters out there tonight that maybe bound in situations of life, or maybe has a longing to be here to praise and worship with us.
Amen.
Or maybe sick, or we don't know how blessed we are, saints.
Amen.
And I had a burden on my heart for these saints, whoever they may be that's listening, maybe. I just want to let them know that we got them on our hearts and we love and appreciate
Amen.
It.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the time that binds,
amen,
our hearts in Christian love. Fellowship of kindred love.
Precious. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, for your grace. Amen. Glory to his name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, saints, how precious it is. You know, there's many people that have to stay home and they don't have the opportunity maybe to gather. But he said, where two or three will gather in my name, there I'd be in the midst. And if I could ever get the opportunity to gather with one or two, I'd want that opportunity. If that's all I had to gather with, I'd want that opportunity to be with that one or two in his name. My, it's a wonderful blessing.
Yes, it is.
together with God's wonderful people. Under the anointing of Him, and let Him just saturate your heart. Let Him come down and woo you. Oh my. He set all things in order for this life as we would travel, and He knew. And my, He knew just what it would take to prepare a people for what He wanted to do in their hearts and lives. And I pray each one of us will yield greater to that. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we are so grateful, so thankful, Lord, for the mercy and the grace we see in our lives. And Lord, for the great love that You've loved us with. Lord, many times when we were unlovable, Lord, many times when we stumbled and fell, yet You reached down a hand, Lord, and carried us through. Lord, many times, Lord, maybe You've had to break our legs with the word, Lord, or straighten us up, Lord, pull us back from the edge of a cliff. Whatever it's been, Lord, it's been amazing grace all the way through. Lord, when we can look back and see all that You have done in our little lives, Lord, each one of us, Lord, we're just but like a breath, Lord, of man's life is like a vapor. But, Lord, in that little bit of a vapor, how amazing is the grace that we can see, Lord, in that short span of time. And, Lord, we are just so thankful. We ask, Lord, that You would bless Your word this evening. Lord, bless these few scriptures and quotes. Lord, let it do a work that may be needed somewhere in someone's heart, someone's life. Lord, may it be an encouragement, Lord, or what, however it would come, Lord, whatever they would feel, Lord. If they see a short place, Lord, let us mend it, Lord.
Amen.
Or, Lord, just let us be open to You, Lord, for whatever You have. And we'll never fail to give You the glory and the honor that's due You. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord.
Don't you love Him?
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Thank You, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
I'm so glad to say I'm one of them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. To be able to look back through all my life and see that little drawing and calling of God, knowing that before the foundation of the world, He placed a little something special. Amen. He's seen me and He's mine. Oh, my saints, we should never forget what He's done for us, where He's brought us from, and all that He's done. Don't ever let any portion of it become small. Don't ever try to make any portion of it look little, but make Him as big as He is. Amen. Without Him, we can do nothing.
Amen.
And His, amen, He's just wonderful.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory to
you. Amen. While you're still standing, let's turn over to Matthew, the 6th chapter, if you would. Some very familiar scriptures I'm going to read tonight, and just a subject we've heard many, many times. But just something to think about. Amen. You know, each person, we each one, as we travel through life, many circumstances will come.
Yes.
And you might come and ask me what I think you should do. You might go to a pastor and ask him, and he's going to give you the best advice he can according to the Word of God. But there still comes that time when you must go to God. And it's an individual affair, and you must take it to Him. Amen. Let's just read here, starting at Matthew 6 and the 31st verse. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord bless and redeem His word, and you may be seated. Just a little something there in that 33rd verse. We've all heard it quoted. We've heard it spoke many times. But I pray the meaning of that little scripture grows every day in our hearts. As He says there, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, He was speaking there, the Gentiles seek after food and raiment, and we all need all these things of life that we seek after. We all need jobs, homes, and cars. But how much more do we need in the spiritual? When you look over on that side, you know, people get so focused in on life as we're raised in this world, and As we come up as children learning that we need to work, we must have a job, and we must have a home to live in, and all these things that we see around us. And we try to get and make sure we're maybe got the best job we can get or do the best we can to supply for our family. And a lot of times we begin to lean on our own shoulders. We begin to lean upon our own selves to supply these things. Amen. And we begin to kind of become self-sufficient. And we don't need God as much as we think we do. He just kind of gets pushed off on the back burner. And we say we love God and, oh, I'm serving God, but in reality, my life is displaying that He's not, that I'm not truly seeking Him. Amen. I'm just using Him as I travel through this life. Mm-hmm. I want Him to walk with me, but I don't want Him to have His way in my life. I don't want to yield completely to Him, but I want Him with me. Mm-hmm. When times get tough, I need Him then. Mm-hmm. Oh, when I'm down to where nobody else can help me, oh, my God, I need you, God, I need you. But what about the times of every day when you don't need Him? Do you still want Him walking with you just as great as you did at those times? And I pray each one of us, you know, this kind of goes a lot of different ways. But each one of us, let's just look at the Word. The Word is Spirit in His life. Take from it whatever you can get from it. Whatever God gives to you from these few scriptures and verses I read, amen to it. And let God, it's just His Word, things He said. And let it be a strength. It can be an encouragement. It can show you maybe a place where you can draw greater on God. Maybe a place you can reach for. I don't know. But I want us to each one to, do we truly seek? Are we truly seeking first the kingdom? You say, yes, I'm seeking. But is it everything? Am I seeking God every day that His will would be done in my life? Am I seeking diligently that I'm walking pleasing to Him? Is it become that personal to me that though my needs is met, and though I'm maybe living a good Christian life and I am obeying the Word and I'm walking, but am I still seeking Him, or do I feel I don't need to seek Him because I've reached a height in God that I'm a good Christian, I'm following the Word and I believe this message and I'm just following on? But is there always a hunger and still a cry in my heart, Lord, I'm seeking You? You know, a lot of times that's why people, with healings, we don't seek God for that healing. We'll let it go. We don't want to seek God for the revelation that we're lacking to bring that about in our lives. We say we do, but is it when it becomes, and that's what happens so many times. I don't mean to get off on healing, but sometimes you see when it becomes a desperate situation, you know you've only got a few days to live. And then it's, oh, I'm going to seek God now for this thing. But what of every little thing? God wants to be glorified as a healer, as a Savior. Yes, yes. All these things. And that's why I'm here, you're here, is to glorify Him. Yes, yes. And am I seeking Him that in any situation in my life that He would truly get the glory from that one thing? Yes. It might be minor, it might be small, but if God can truly prove that He took care of that thing and healed it, He'll get the glory and the honor from it. And my, how we should be seeking after all those things, that His will would be done in all things, that His glory would be magnified amongst each and every one. But as we go through life, saints, it's so easy to sometimes forget that we need to be seeking God. So many things cloud in and we say, oh, I'm a Christian and I'm following Him, but He's so far behind us that we're in the lead and we're just blundering through and not letting Him have the leadings that He needs, the guidance that we should be following Him with. But let's turn over here to Matthew, the 16th chapter. And read this here, Matthew 16, about the 24th verse. Then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for My sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give for in exchange for his soul? In my eyes, Jesus spoke these words to those disciples. And as He says it over in Luke, He said, let him take up his cross daily. It's not on Sundays. It's not just on Thursdays. Amen. Just on the days you feel like, today I'm going to act like I'm living for the Lord. But it's every day of your life. You're taking up your cross, whatever it may be. You know, many times as you look down through, look at Paul, a great man, a great education. Could have been a great man among the Jews. He was a great man among the Jews. And could have been greater. But he left all that greatness for a walk of humility with God. To let God lead and to guide him. Let God have his way. And look how God used him. Paul in humility when he realized, I am nothing. And God began to take over and take him in his hands and lead him and to guide him, and then see God get the glory from his life. Amen. And if we as individuals could learn maybe to let God have his way, there comes a place in your life you've got to realize, you know, each person as we travel through life, there comes a time when you reach a spot that you just know, for God's little elected, it's God all the way or nothing at all. And when you reach that point and go to seeking God, Lord, I'm here to do your will. Nothing else in this life matters. I'm only here as a vessel that you can use and to live through. I'm not here for all this worldly gain that the American people today talk of and have. I'm not here to gain worldly fame. I'm not here to gain worldly treasures and to lay up money and just to be overly wealthy and say, I've got all of this. But I was sent here. You were sent here. If you was called and elected of God, you were sent here to be a vessel that he could get his glory through. And in that you may be a beggar clothed in rags. You could be a rich man with wealth unknown. But it's whatever God's seen for your life is what you'll be. And you can't change it and you can't add to it. But if you're truly, genuinely fell that calling of God, you should be yielding and seeking God every day. You seek first his kingdom, and every other promise of this Bible, amen, every other thing that you have need of in this life material will fall in right behind it. But we must put God first in all that we do, all that we say. He must be the foremost in our lives and in our hearts. And when he's not, it totally shows. You see it so great. Then you see so much how things have clouded in. And Brother Branham said in one quote, I don't have it with me, but he said, God comes first, your family comes second, and you come last of all. You're the last one on the list that gets anything or out of anything it comes. You're the last one on the bottom. But oh my, I pray each one of us sees a greater desire in our hearts to see us, to seek after that righteousness, seek after what God has for me in my life. Amen. Not I'm going to be a minister, I'm going to be a song leader, I'm going to be a deacon, I'm going to be what God wants me to be, and I'm going to seek him for his will in my life. I may think of myself, I want to move over here and go to this church. I want to move over there and go to that church. I want to go over there and do this for that brother, or go over here and do that. But I better first be seeking the kingdom of God and his will for me in my life. Seeking to see what he wants for me. He may just want me to be a rug on the floor. Let me be a rug on the floor. But we should be seeking God for it. But we so much get clouded of what people look at us. Oh, I want them to see I've got a nice home. I want them to see I've got a nice automobile. I want them to see I come to church in a nice suit on Sunday. And I fill up a pew and I can shout and I can sing. But then your life is a total different testimony when you walk out the door. But oh, if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of that life of Christ would flow right in behind it and follow it 100%. But oh, we start at the back. We start at the top and try to work down. And it don't work that way. You got to start at the bottom and come up through him. But oh, my saints, I pray each one of us is seeing that greater. It's every word. It's not just seeking God for, I need a need. I'm seeking God. I got a need over here. I'm seeking. Every day, a true seeking the kingdom, his kingdom and his righteousness. Seeking after what he has for me in my life. My, I pray that each one of us is feeling that greater. I don't know about you, but we see things. We see the Holy Spirit moving. And God is moving on. There's a rustle in the mulberry tree. But don't just get satisfied that it's just the Spirit moving. Stay in tune with it and see what God wants to do with it. Amen. It's not just to give you a blessing in a service. But God's got a purpose behind it. Stay in there seeking him. Saying, Lord, here am I. Use me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Amen. Let me turn here. Thank you, Lord. Here in Elijah and the meal offering, preached March 10th, 1960, paragraph 99, he says, what do we get there? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. How do I know, Brother Branham? How do I know? The only thing I know is put God first and move all. Sacrifice. mix the oil and mix the Word and the Spirit together and lay yourself upon the cross and say, here am I, Lord. Put God first in everything. For thus saith the Lord, the cruse, he's talking to the little Shumanite woman, the cruse will not run dry, neither will the barrel go empty until the day the Lord God sends rain upon the earth. She knew then that it was the prophet of God speaking to her, and oh, how her heart must have jumped. She ran in and made that little cake and brought it to him with water, trembling hand over that old sunken cheeks. She knew that God had come to the rescue of her little piece of bread. Oh, you just take that one little promise of God and get everything right and out of the way and watch what takes place. Get that heart, the unbelief away from it. Just take that little belief that you've got and lay it onto the cross and say, this is all I've got, Lord. Take it and watch the turn. Thus saith the Lord, oh, he's just the same today as he ever was. And that's what she was waiting for. Maybe it looks awful dark now, but you know, sometimes we're taught, as I preached on the other night, it's always darkest before day. And it's just the darkest hour of the night when the morning star shines and it's reflecting the coming of the sun. Amen. And my saints, this little woman is, Brother Branham typed her. She had reached the end of her road. But then she obeyed God. And that's all it takes, is obedience to God's word. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek God and he'll add and push every other circumstance of life right into the place it belongs. Nothing will be out of place. Nothing will fall out of cater. But it all falls right in line. But God has to be put first in your life. If he's not first, it's never going to work. You'll struggle. You may have money. You might have a fine car. You might have a fine house. But you'll never have peace in your heart. You'll never have a joy of your salvation truly down on the inside. You'll not have any of those fruits of the Spirit fully manifested until God is first in your life. He wants to be God of all. He's not just someone to take part or take whatever you've got left to get him. But he wants everything you've got. All your being. Your heart, body, soul, mind, and spirit. He wants every bit of it under his control. And yielded to him that he can use it. Amen. As he says here, this was in Israel in the church. Preached March 29th, 53. He says, but when Joshua took the Ark of the Covenant and told him, said, gather yourselves out there. It's paragraph 98. Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow and get ready. You'll see the glory of God. Then he knew God was with him. And then he took the priest and they put God first and the ark before the priest and before the congregation and made them stay back a certain distance until the ark went first. And brother, sister, if you'll put God first in everything you do, you're bound to come out right. But put God first. And they went packing the ark, and when the priest's feet rested in the water, God rolled back the Jordan, and she moved back, and he stood in a pillar, and Israel crossed over on dry land and built their camp. Amen. Nothing will stand in your way if you'll put God first. Amen. If you'll consult him and let him take the leadance and the guidance of your heart and life and totally yield to him, he'll make the way where there is no way. But we don't seek him. We seek our own will too many times. I would do that, but I won't have a job. I would do that, but I might have to lose some money. I would do that, but I would probably, my family would look down on me. I would do that, all these things. And God all the time is back there in the corner. But oh, if he was up front and it was a true love affair with him, all that would be second. All of that would come next. But God would be first. And oh my, when you put him first, look what the mountains that can move for you. But oh, we don't want to put him first. We want to be up there. We want what I think. God will wait on me. No, God ain't going to wait on you. If you've got that attitude, more than likely, there's something wrong on the inside. Something's definitely wrong down inside if you think God will wait on you when you've got time for him. No, you was put here for his glory and his honor. Amen. As he says here in Enticing Spirits, preached July 24th, 1955. He says, but notice when these kings, before they started out, he's talking about Jehoshaphat and Ahab, ever made alliance with Ahab, he ought to have first said, let us pray and see what the will of the Lord is. Give me a preacher. Give me a Christian. Give me a housewife that's a Christian. Give me a farmer or a factory worker that'll put God first in everything. And I'll show you a man that'll be successful in spite of all the devil can put on him. If he seeks God first, we must have first. But they didn't do it. And oh, we know the misery that came with them. But oh, God can move mountains. He can put money where there is no money. He can put jobs where there wasn't a job. He can put food where there wasn't any food. He can do all these things. But you've got to put your trust in him. You've got to reach out and say, Lord, I'm going to follow your lead. It don't matter. You may not know what's lying at the end of that road, but He does. And put your hand in His hand and say, Lord, take me on. And Lord, and seek Him. Seek Him with all your heart. When you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found of you, saith the Lord. But it has to be all your heart. When you totally, and it may not be a great big need. It might just be a simple matter of wanting to come to church and gather with a certain group of people or a certain building somewhere. The circumstances stand in the road. If you've been able to do that, then that's not a great big thing, maybe you say. But God cares about the little things for His little elected.
Amen.
And all of that little seeds laying down in there, and you're living just best you can to His word and obeying His word and seeking Him with all your heart, you watch Him move them mountains out of your way.
Amen.
You watch Him make a way. But seek Him. Don't go seeking a man's advice. Don't go seeking a certain person. It's wonderful to, as I said earlier, as you have a pastor, that's what He's there for. You go to Him for advice. And that's why God placed Him there. And God give Him spiritual guidance of the Holy Spirit for His people that He's pastoring. And you better always watch those offices and uphold them as God placed them in the church. But nevertheless, don't put your confidence all in that man of what he's going to tell you. He's going to give you the guidance. But then you better take it to prayer and pray and make sure that it's what God wants in your heart and life. Make sure it lines up. If God's leading him to tell you what he said, you go to prayer and watch God vindicate what he told you, and you watch it come together. But oh my, just if you try to do something that the pastor tells you you should do and tries to give you guidance, but you're not prayed up and in the Spirit and you're not really concerned about it, but you just, well, he said this would work, this is what I'm going to do, you watch it fall flat on its face. It's an individual affair, saints. God is watching, counting on you, not a group of people, not a certain church, but you as an individual. Make up that church. Amen. Each one of us should be seeking. Amen. Let's turn over here to, I think it's Matthew or Mark. Let's go to Mark, the 10th chapter, and just read a couple little illustrations of ones that thought they wanted to take up that cross, ones that went seeking. Amen. Here in Mark 10, begin here at the 17th verse. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled down to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. And then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and saith unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, and sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at the saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And oh my, when you go to seeking God, he'll give you your answer. And then it's up to you to accept it and say, Yes, Lord, let it be to me according to thy will. Or you can go away grieved, as this young man did. He went away grieved because the price was too great when he realized that what he was going to have to give up to walk with God. It was too much. But oh, I pray each one of us, as we're seeking the Holy Spirit, and God will reveal to us our lack. He'll reveal to us our need. And it may be a need you didn't think you had. But if you're seeking God, he will open up your understanding and say, Here's what you are lacking. It might be this thing for this brother, this certain thing for that sister. But God knows, and he'll reveal it to you and say, Here it is. Here's your chance. But oh my, don't turn him aside. When God ever shows you, we'll place your short, cry out to God for a greater understanding of his precious word and press ever greater onward. Don't ever turn back and say, that's too hard, that's too great of a price. No, because in God's little elected, he placed something down on the inside.
Amen.
That no matter what the cost, no matter what the price, they would press right on through it. Amen. Let's turn over here to Hebrews real quick and read just a couple of examples. Amen. You know, sometimes we think life's rough on us. We ain't got this or we ain't got that. And oh, you know, it just seems like. But, you know, God knows each one of us. And some of us, you know, he may not give this one over here great wealth because he knows it would cause a stumbling block for that brother. And that may look like that brother seems to. His needs is always met, but he may never seem to be able to get really what it looks like well to do. But God, that don't mean God's not walking with him. That means God's right there all the time. everything he needs. But you watch that brother, he'll be as content and as peaceful as he can be. He don't care if he ain't got all the wealth in the world. He don't care if his car's not brand new, may not be the shiniest. But you just watch the peace and the joy in his heart. And you watch the light of Christ just shine through his heart and life. And this brother over here may be blessed with an abundance. May seem like he just everything. He has everything. But then in his life, you watch how quickly and easily he can just give it to others. Help a brother in need. How easy it can go. It doesn't matter. Why? God can express himself in both situations. God expresses in all things, in different manners and things. But each one of us to a different degree. God knows what we have need of, and that's why we must seek Him every day diligently. Lord, for Your will for my life. I may want to do what that brother's doing, but that may not be God's will for me. I may want to go where that sister's going, but that ain't God's will for me. I can't go there. But oh, whatever He wants of me, let me be that little willing, submissive wife to Him, just to do whatever He pleases. Amen. But here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, you know, sometimes I know many down through the years that made many sacrifices for purposes of being at church, purposes of helping different ones that had needs that didn't have, maybe have the money, and many brothers and sisters has met that need. God's laid it on their heart to help them, be a helping hand, be of an encouragement one to another. And that's the one true thing, as our brother sang the song, "Blessed be that tie that binds." Amen. It don't matter if I've got all of this, and I can see you don't have it. It don't bother me in the least to give you all I've got. Why? Because there's a tie that binds our hearts together. I want you to be just as well off as I am. That's why it's no big eyes, little you's. I don't have to see how high I can get above you. That's why the pastor don't have to try to lift himself up and make him some form before the congregation to as a high pedestal. No. Because there's a tie that binds our hearts. We're here for centered on one thing. Our hearts and our minds and objectives and goals are centered on one thing, and that's living for Christ and letting Him have His way in our hearts and our lives. Yes. It's not about this world. We know this world's going to perish. Amen. This world's going to pass away. We've got our eyes on a heavenly home. Oh, my saints, this here is just temporal, and it's going to pass away. But, oh, keep your eye on what God set in store for us. Amen. The purpose in which we've been sent. Amen. But here in the 11th chapter, just a few verses, but you know, you may say, well, I've got it rough and this and that, but just listen at these warriors that was in the Old Testament. And you know, God moved for them. And that same God that moved then will move in your life if you'll give Him the same dedication they gave Him. But it takes dedication and consecration to Him and a willingness. No matter what comes, what goes, Lord, I'll follow You. It don't matter who turns me aside, who drops me, who won't hug me, who won't whatever. But Lord, as long as I know You're holding my hand, Lord, I'll go all the way. Amen. As he begins here with the 8th verse of the 11th chapter. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. And by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations and whose builder and maker is God. And through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. And my, how much we should draw from that right there. A woman that was barren, you could see her age was past. There was no way in the world. But she was strong that God would give her what He promised. He was faithful behind to back it up just as much. Oh my, if we could, how much stronger we should be in God. How much greater we should cry out to be a greater rugged warrior for God. We've become soft. This modern living has dulled our senses, you might say, to the greatness that God has. But He's wanting to show you He's still the same as He was then. And nothing is impossible. He still moves the same mountains that He moved then. He'll move them today. Whatever it takes, it'll move out of your way to keep you in His will and to make sure that you can fulfill what He said in your life. But He says here, and promised, and therefore spring there even of one, many as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky, and a multitude in the sand, which is by the seashore innumerable. Amen. Let me jump over here. to the 24th verse, but it says, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. And by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he be destroyed firstborn should touch he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. But oh my, he forsook it all. He forsook all that he could have had, the glamour that could have come with it. And so it is today. Churches will make you a deacon. They'll make you whatever they want to keep you in their doors, to keep you happy, to keep you coming and paying money, to keep their church full or whatever they may have need of. But oh, forsake those riches of this land. Forsake the glamour of fame and wealth and whatever may come with it, popularity you may feel. But forsake it all and gain the love of Christ. Let the to be just that little vessel that he can use. It don't matter if you just walk through this life and nobody ever knows your name or don't even know your station or who you are. But as long as Christ's life is bubbling forth, let it be. But oh my, how we ought to seek him for his will in our life. Not my will, not the will of brother so-and-so, but his will for my life. And seek him diligently and let him show us the way. Amen. Let me see here. I'm going to get lengthy here. I better. Amen. Let's go here to. Amen. We'll just read this here. And a man running from the presence of the Lord. Think. Amen. Hallelujah. But he says here, this is in A Man Running from the Presence of the Lord, preached February 17th, 1965. And about paragraph 125 here. He was talking about Jonah. And he goes here, but he says, if you're a true Christian, truly called like Jonah was, God has already got your fare paid. Get off of that ship going to tarnish. Anyhow, God predestinated you to this life. Yes, sir, if you're a true called child of God, come to Christ. Come into the fullness of him. Your way is paid to where? It's paid to Nineveh, not to Tarshish. You're predestinated. There's a ship leaving right now on its road, so there's only one thing to do, and it's get on it. If you was like God, you'll never have no peace. Like my little nephew a while ago, about 10 years old, he went from pillar to post. Some morning he goes to this church, this Catholic church down here, and take this one because some holy father he talks about over here, and some over here, and some over here. What does it all amount to, see? Now he's still hungering and thirsting, and I said, your place is at the altar down there, son. There's no way of getting out of it. When God ever takes out after you, you just might as well give up and go on, that's all. Amen. Remember God. Amen. It don't matter. You may be sitting in a church, but there may still be a driving hunger and thirst in your heart. There may still just be seek God for his will in your life. Don't pay no attention to the obstacles that Satan's going to bring. Satan's going to throw all kinds of things up. Oh, you can't do it because of this. You can't do it because of that. This will happen. That'll happen. You can't do that. You got, oh my, you got this wonderful job. You can't leave. But oh, if the master calls, let me run. Let me run. If I feel that call in my heart, it don't matter. Jobs can come, jobs can go. But let me do first his will and make sure he'll meet every need. But be certain that you're seeking him and his will, not your own will. But make sure it's his will for your life and it'll work out accordingly, just as God has said. But oh my saints, God may have a purpose in your life. He's got a purpose in my life. But oh my, may we each one just cry out greater to him, Lord, take me in your hands, whatever the obstacle may be, whatever's keeping me from maybe fulfilling this word that you've got here for me. Maybe a certain thing here in my life that I don't see, maybe I don't understand it like I should. Lord, open up my heart. I should be seeking him daily. Lord, make that real in my heart and in my life. Amen. But oh my, he just wants saints to be first. And if you make him first, everything else will come. Everything, when you take that step and step out one time and say, God, here am I. Lord, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going with you. And you watch God work it from beginning to end. It'll flow right in. And then in several years down the road, if the Lord should tarry, you might be able to stop and look back and say, oh my, look what God has done. and then watch him get the glory and the praise. Watch you be able to sing Amazing Grace. Watch you be able to praise him with a true love and a joy in your heart. And then it becomes a personal experience. It's not a song someone else wrote. It's not a word somebody else put on paper. But it's become a living experience in your heart and life. He is your Lord. He is your ruler, your master, your Savior, your King of Kings. You're all in all. Oh my. My, when it becomes a personal relationship of you and God. Oh my, I pray each one of us, those here and those that may ever hear this or listen to it over recording, may it cause a strike in their heart just a little bit greater to, Lord, let me be whatever you want me to be. Let me be. Daniel didn't know his walk was going to lead to the lion's den, but he didn't worry about it. It led there and God led right on through. Them Hebrew children didn't know when they started serving God they was going to wind up in that fiery furnace, but God led them right on through. The children of Israel didn't realize they was going to walk through that Red Sea, but they did. God never fails. When he calls and he begins to lead, he'll lead you right on through. But you've got to stay with him, and you've got to stay in his plan and his will. And above all, stay in humility and say, God, you use me as you see fit. Don't ever think you'll be something big, something great, but just, Lord, here am I, Lord. Use me to your glory and to your honor, whatever it would be. But as I close, let's just read this here. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. This was a prayer. Brother Branham was praying in the message, doing God a service without his will. And as he's praying here at the end of the message, and this, I'll just begin it by halfway of his prayer because it was pretty long, but paragraph 196, he says, heal the sick and the afflicted, Lord. We pray that tonight you'll give us such a great service. May there not be a feeble person in our midst because of your presence, Lord. And may our hearts continually be set on thee. Yes. And we know, Lord, that money, property, and things of this world have no meanings, just so temporal. And all of them must go, our jobs, our places, our friends, everything must go. No matter how rich, how poor, how popular or unpopular that we are, it all must go. But there's only one thing that our being here is centered around, and that's Jesus Christ. So God, let us lay aside everything that's secondarily and hold to him. And he is the word granted, Lord, the vindicated word of the hour. The vindicated word of the days of Moses was Jesus. And the vindicated word of the day of Isaiah and Elijah and John and all was Jesus. And the vindicated word today is Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Help us, Lord, to believe that, to see it and walk in it. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And I pray tonight that's it. Like I said, may this world totally begin to lose greater its value, its luster. Sometimes you get to, well, I'd like to do this. I'd like to see that accomplished, especially if you're younger. You know, as you get older, maybe it's not as much. Yes. But oh my, may all this lose its value. It don't matter how old I am or how young. But may my eyes be on what God and that city and that home he's prepared and his will being done while I'm here on this earth. And realizing that I have a home. Oh my, prepared. Yes. Just nothing can touch. And it's not worth missing, saints, for anything down here. And all he's asking is for a surrendered life, a surrendered complete vessel to him, so that he can use and work through. And oh my, I don't know if you ever meet a Christian that's truly met God that would say he was disappointed to meet him. But if you find a true Christian that's ever had an experience, and I'll guarantee you they'll be right there telling you, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. I wouldn't turn back now. All that's behind me, and I don't want to look back. Don't put your hand to the plow and then look back. But oh, just keep right on and moving ahead. Amen. And let God take care of the rest. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to his name. My eyes thinking, you know, many things that he brought out there, but I was thinking in the past, different situations I've dealt with people and so forth. But you know, as the word says, what will man give in exchange for his soul? And when you look around and you see what people will give in exchange for their soul, exchange for eternal life, they'd rather have a better tasting pot of porridge, or they might have maybe a better home than to serve God. They may want a better job than to serve God. And yet, through deceit, Satan deceived them, thinking, well, they're serving God and everything's fine. But yet, the word said, forsake not the assembling yourselves together. even more so as you see that day approaching. And to think that token, if that person has the token, they're going to hold to that word regardless of the price, you know. I know there's, I didn't say it in a way to think you'd never miss a service. You may be sick sometime. You may have a job you have to be away sometime. But your desire is to be there. But I'm talking about when the desire ain't to be there and you'd rather have those earthly treasures. That's when you're in serious poor condition. Spiritual amnesia has truly taken a hold. And you don't see the seriousness. You don't recognize what's happening. You're blinded, you're dull of hearing, and don't realize what's taking place. And I say there's been many a men, and no doubt probably women, in this message that has took a job, maybe that kept them away from service, knew that would, for maybe 5-10 cents more on the hour. Now think of that. 10 cents on the hour, that's 80 cents a day if it's an 8-hour shift. 5 days a week, that's what? $4. Could you imagine giving up eternal life for $4 a week? Could you imagine not being able to feed on the Word of God because of $4 a week? Could you imagine because of prestige, trying to gain a higher place, a higher position on the job so that you could have great prestige and everybody had to look up to you and lose your soul? That's when a man or woman really needs the new birth. Not just a Holy Ghost coming down on them, but they need a new birth. You see? Then things would change and turn around. Oh my. But many people do that in this hour. Many message believers do it. They'd rather make that $10 more a week than be there every service. Not me. And I, by the grace of God, have never been that way. Never. Nope. I took less money starting out in life so I could be there every time. Amen. Rough? Oh, yeah, it was rough at times. And oftentimes I'd work with Brother Leffler and a little job on the side. Didn't send my wife to work. No. I worked two jobs to make the ends meet. You see? Because that's the way it had to be done. That's the way I believed it. That was for me. I was the provider, not my wife. My wife ain't the provider. I am the provider, you see, because I knew my position. I knew what I should do. So the thing is, yeah, tired. Yeah, I got tired. I'll grant you I got tired working 16, 18 hours a day. So, oh, you didn't. Oh, yes, I did. But I didn't let it make me miss church. No, sir. And I had opportunities to get better jobs. Absolutely, make $65,000, $70,000 a year. Didn't take it because I'd miss a service. Amen. You see? Because it was burning my heart to obey the Word of God. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom, and all these other things shall be added unto you. God always met my needs. Absolutely. But people think God will meet your needs and just sit back in a lounge chair and not do nothing. You will eat the sweat of your head. Yes. Oh my. I was thinking about that little possum tonight coming to service and, you know, across the road and just a moseying across the road, you know, and he's no doubt probably out seeking food. Thought, yeah, they have to work for their food too. Many animals have to travel miles to get maybe a drink of water. Yeah, they work for it. But God has a way provided for them. Amen. Oh my. But you'll never find a real lazy Christian, not a genuine Christian. Nah, no way. Because again, it's every word, it's like the little ant. The scripture teaches us about not being lazy. Amen. We're workers. We do what we got to do in life. Keep things going. Whatever we must do. Don't sit back and expect somebody to feed us. Nah. You're on your toes and ready to go. Amen. That's the real, genuine believer. Amen. Glory to God. Just thought that kind of go along with some things Brother Timothy was saying there, but it's real. Amen. God wants all of us. every bit of our life. We're not here to have homes and jobs and children and all that. It's not what we're here for. That comes with it. But the most important thing is giving our life to Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the most important thing. That's hard for a lot of people to swallow, but it's the truth. Amen. But what will man or woman give in exchange for their soul? Amen. Let us all stand. We want to sing this little song together. If you'll sing it with me, hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Think about these words as we sing it. Amen. Page 160. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And how true it is. Time is filled with swift transition. Yes, it is. Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Amen. Changing hand. Oh, trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Sing the next two verses. Oh, covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Oh, seek to gain the heavenly. Yes, amen, glory. They will never pass away. Oh, when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, oh, fair and bright the home in glory your enraptured soul will view. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. That's what you want to hold to. God's unchanging hand. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we're just so appreciative in our hearts that you gave us this opportunity this evening to gather in this little building. And we even appreciate the little building you give us, Lord, to gather in. And then, Lord, that sweet Holy Spirit, oh, God, we know that you're here with us as just exactly as you promised you'd be. And how we're so thankful for it. We just pray now that we'll, each one as we leave this little place, will keep you always before us. Lord Jesus, constantly keep you before us, that we sin not against thy precious word. Lord, come against it in anything, but keep that word fresh in our hearts. And Lord, may the love of Jesus Christ guide this place. Keep it, Lord, under submission. And Lord, keep the Holy Spirit just flowing freely here, Lord. And we'll give you the glory for it. Bless each one now as we part from this little place. Bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. Lord, we know it's getting close, though, and it may not be another time we come here and gather. And Lord, you may come and take us home. But Lord, if you do tarry, just bring us back in the spirit, hungering to hear the word of God, and let you have your way in everything that's done and said. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior, we ask. Amen. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Praise his name.